Molly, I live in Tramore, the same as you, and I saw some gorgeous little creations popping up for sale on Facebook. Tell me about these little guys.
They're gonks, and we made over 200 of them.
You made over 200 gonks? I love gonks. You handed over a cheque, yourself and your brother Fionn, for €900 to Juniors for Juniors. That's a really serious amount of money, Molly. You must be so proud.
Yeah.
How did it feel to hand it over, knowing that you're going to do such good work for children all around the county?
Okay, I guess.
Pretty okay?
Yeah.
Are we going to up our game next year and do more, do you think?
Probably.
Who helped you make the gonks? Did you sit down every day at the kitchen table with Fionn, or what did you do?
I did with my mum and my brother.
Tell me about mum and your brother and your dad. Who's at home?
Using my mum. My dad's just usually upstairs. On a bed.
Sounds like my house as well, to be honest. On his tablet. That sounds like the daddy in my house as well, to be honest with you. Did you have loads of fun making the gonks, and how long did each one take to make?
Probably like 13 minutes for each one.
13 minutes, that is extremely precise. That is spoken like a woman who has made a lot of gonks in her time. Why Juniors for Juniors, Molly? It's a very special organisation. Why did you pick it?
I have like a friend, and her name's Olivia, and she's usually in the children's ward, and yeah.
And it's not an easy thing to be in the children's ward, because it means you're leaving your mum and your dad for some time. It means there's all wires and patches and plasters and all kinds of things, and that can be a little bit scary at the start, Molly, can't it?
Yeah.
So what you've done is raise all this money to help people like your friend and make it a really fun place to go to hospital and have your brekkie when you're not at home.
Yeah.
And what about Mammy? What's your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte, you must be so proud of these two.
Oh, I am. Molly done the gongs, Fionn done some as well, but he's also given in all his tooth fairy money, and he's been quite gummy for a while, so yeah. So they haven't kept any pocket money they've gotten. All of their money has gone into this.
Charlotte, that's a really significant thing, because tooth fairy money is a lot of money for a little person. To be honest, for anyone in this day and age, tooth fairy money is a lot of money. To hand that over willingly, without question, to give to other children. Oh, my heart.
Yeah, he's lost many teeth. He has yet to spend any tooth fairy money. But they've just wanted to, as Molly said, we have a special little friend who goes out to Juniors for to the hospital and definitely benefits from Juniors for Juniors. So it's something she's always wanted to do. Yeah.
There must come a time, every day you wake up and look at your children, you think they're great. But the last little while, you must look at them and go, do you know what? We did good here.
No, definitely. This started out, as we said, we'd make 30 or 40 of them, and it ended up getting to over 200 of them. Like one day, Molly sat from 11 until 8:30 that night doing them. They have put in an awful lot of effort, and even when she was tired, she knew that she had to just keep going and making them, because this is the benefit of it.
As good as it is, I say, as a family, you never want to see a ball of wool again.
No, I will. We're done with gonks. Never again.
Thank you so much, Charlotte.
No bother.
What's your name?
Fia.
Fia, I absolutely love your name. How old are you, Fia?
7.
And where do you live? Do you live in Waterford?
No, I live in Callan.
In Callan? You've come a really long way today. Who came with you, tell me?
Worry Bear.
Worry Bear. He's a whole 1 year of age. And what happened to Worry Bear? Did he have an old accident, or is he just getting a checkup?
He fell.
Oh no, I see a plaster. Do we have a boo-boo on the hand? What happened to him?
He fell off the bench.
Oh no, but he's okay now?
Yeah.
And did he get the best of care in here in the Teddy Bear Hospital today?
Yeah.
And who's up here? Mammy is here.
Yeah.
Hello, Mammy. What's
Hello.
Your name?
I'm Patrice.
Patrice, you have the most beautiful, beautiful children. Oh, we have another one in here. Hello. You came all the way down from Callan today.
We did, yeah. This is my old haunt. I trained here.
So you're a nurse, I assume?
I'm a nurse.
Where are you working currently?
I'm on a career break at the minute, off with the kiddies.
With the loveliest intentions, I say it's probably not a huge break. It's a very full-time job.
Different type of break.
What's happened here today? Who have they all brought down with them?
So Fia has brought her Worry Bear with her. He fell off the bed, up to Divilment with Skye over here, who's hit his head and is now having a blood test done and waiting on a CT scan.
Have your children ever had a visit to hospital for any reason at all?
They have when they were smaller babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they were babies. So Fia actually did once, actually. Yeah, she did when she was maybe about 5. Yeah.
So this is a nice preparation for any visits they might have to come.
Absolutely.
And you know yourself, it's sometimes, maybe it's like being a Garda, you have to convince people that we really do care and we're here to help you and we certainly won't ever hurt you.
Absolutely.
And an event like this is lovely for us.
Oh, it is, absolutely. It just makes things a little bit more, less frightening for them, I suppose. Do you know what I mean? Do you know? Not daunting.
Us adults could probably use
something
like this.
We could do it ourselves, to be fair, couldn't we?
Therese, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
David, we're standing here outside the gorgeous nurses building in SETU and there's a beautiful array of cars and teddy bears in front of me. What are we doing?
We were asked by Juniors for Juniors if we could bring along a few brightly coloured cars just for the kids as well. When they're bringing their teddies out, they can see that us lads were here and ladies are here with our cars and our teddy bears, and we brought them all inside to get them looked at. And yeah, the kids can come around, look at the cars and sit in if they like and get their picture taken with the teddies. And
that's lovely. So where have you all come from?
Kilkenny. There's a few from Cork have come up as well, Waterford and Wexford as well.
And are you all part of an organisation?
Not really. We're just different groups, but we're friends that kind of know each other through the cars, and we'd all kind of come together on days like this and we try to do a bit.
And the car scene is, I love seeing the stuff here. It's a long time since I've seen official kind of car meetups. It's very expensive to have this sort of a scene now, David.
Yeah, it's very expensive, especially in a cost of living crisis. So yeah, we're kind of, it's a dying breed, I suppose, but we like to keep it going.
And tell me about your own car.
It's a Nissan Silvia. I've had it 3 years now. I actually brought it in from Japan. It's kind of my pride and joy.
How much money gets put into this on a monthly basis, including fuel, costs, the look of it, everything?
Plead the fifth on that one.
David, thanks so much for talking
to me. Thank you very much.
Joe, I'm speechless because I've come in and I know this is designed for children, but I'm telling you, when I saw the cars outside, I became the biggest child of all. How long did it take to make today happen?
Oh, look, it's been going on since the last day of last year, to be honest, you know. And when it was such a huge success in the arena last year, we immediately said we'd do it again. And again, Isabel and Jana, you know, the Trojans, here. I'm here in the nursing building in SETU, you know, fantastic facility. And all the children, I have to say, some of the children were coming in and terrified to bring the teddy in. Can you imagine what they would be like when they go to hospital themselves? And just for them to get an awareness of the process of going to hospital, even the terminology, going to triage, going to surgery, getting checkup, having an x-ray, having an MRI, it's all here for their teddies and they see it all happening.
And because we're here in the nurses' building, there is a plethora of nurses around all ready to put hands on deck and help out.
Yeah, we have some real nurses and some nurses who are not so real that they thought they want to become nurses. And all the student nurses rolled in. Isn't it amazing? And as you come in, you probably saw all the lovely cars, the go faster cars, as I call them, for the kids. But that's what it's all about. It is juniors, and they're juniors. They're young adults, young, and driving these cars. And they support us all year long. And in May, there'll be a huge car show in Johnstown Castle in Wexford. You know, Park and Chill are such great supporters, and that's what they'll do. So for me, that's the most important thing. You have the juniors, all the way from little kids who are just starting to talk, all the way up to young men and women, and you know, bringing their cars. It's really heartwarming to see the kids from all ages helping Juniors for Juniors.
And what are the plans for this year for Juniors for Juniors? Joe, you never sit still for long. What are the plans?
Yeah, well, look, we have a lot of other things. We have a number of different units out in the hospital, and we're now looking at sort of corridors between the units. And obviously, there's some more murals to be done in the hospital as well. But we have some, you know, interesting conversations with the staff out there, because we're staff-led. What is it that they want? We're very, very close now to announcing the opening of the sensory room. It's, you know, it's there. We want to do something big about it, and that's going to be an amazing facility, you know, really changing the lives of kids, you know.
Is there a figure on what it will cost to get that open?
Oh yeah, look, I mean, the figure of the sensory room was around €30,000 when you add on everything together. And we also have, you know, portable sensory equipment, and we're adding to it all the time depending on the needs. And it is important to point out that we often say sensory rooms are for, you know, neurodiverse kids, but they're also for their brothers and sisters. You know, they come to the hospital, instead of sitting beside them in the bed, they can go and play in a room, and all of a sudden it's fun to see my brother and sister in the hospital, or it's fun to go and visit the hospital. You just give them a little bit of time out, a little bit of distraction. And not, you know, it is, the benefit for the kids is really, really brilliant, but the benefit for the parents and the staff is immeasurable as well, because all of a sudden you transform a bad experience into a good experience. We've heard of kids saying, oh yeah, I don't mind going to hospital today because I'm going to get a toy. You know, just simple things, you know.
Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much.
So my name is Yvonne and I am the advanced nurse practitioner in paediatrics here. So I'm very much based in outpatients, where we have our wonderful facilities that have been kitted out to the very best by Junior for Juniors. And I'm based there 5 days a week, and I see all the children with asthma, constipation, eczema and different things like that. So I've worked in Waterford for over 20 years. In the paediatric department, and it's great to see a day like this because Junior for Juniors are excellent. They're an excellent charity and they bring so much to our wards and to our outpatients. It's just a fantastic charity.
So many children here will have to come to hospital. Maybe they're already going through a process where they're visiting hospital regularly. Bringing Teddy and seeing Teddy have his procedures done and have his weight checked and have his stitches done, it takes that fear away.
Yeah, and we really want to make that a good experience for every child. Even when they come into hospital, it should always be a more positive experience than a negative. And it's so funny when you see so many children come in here and we're doing inhalers and stuff and they go, I have one of those. So it's great that they marry that together and they see that nothing really hurts and we're not out to hurt them, we're there to help them.
It takes a very special kind of person to work in paediatrics. It takes, I think it's a vocation, Yvonne.
I think when you're dealing with children, you're dealing with a family and you're dealing with parents' anxiety, you're dealing with children's anxiety. So we are very much family centred. And I think that's very different from an adult side of things. We're there to support the child and the family, and we're the advocate for the child, because sometimes you just need to be their mammy and then we need to take over a little bit. So it's really, really important that we're trusted in that and we gain that trust. So I hope that anyone that comes into our departments feel that and feel the trust that we do give them, and that it's a more positive experience than a negative.
20 years working in Waterford, Yvonne, it's a long time. You must absolutely love it, although I'm sure no day is quite the same as the next day. What have you learned from working with children? Because I can only speak as a mum. My daughter has taught me way more than any textbooks or any life experience. She has been my teacher.
Children will always teach you every day, and no day, no hour or no consult is the same, which is great, and it adds the variety of the day. I couldn't do anything else. And I'm very privileged to say, not many people can say it, I actually really like going to work every day. And it's just such a privilege to look after everybody. You really, really get... The biggest thing, I think, for children's nursing is you really get to see quite unwell children coming to you, but very well children going home, and a very happy family going home. So it's a lot, and it's very rewarding. And I know that sounds a bit corny, but it is very rewarding.